This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
7 and a half of the hour, Good Day presents this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to spend a good deal of this hour focused on the Monsanto merger with Bayer, the European company that wants to take over the American company. Both of them have the same reputation amongst family farmers in Europe and in America. So we're going to talk with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, about her experience or her thoughts. We also have a focus on what the National Farmers Union is doing. The American Family Farmer radio program is a weekly voice for small independent farm owners, as well as hobby farmers, people who own ag businesses, the locavore purchasers of the products that we create. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Jan Linderman, who's here with us, is somebody that grew up on a family farm in North Dakota, fourth generation to work on her family's farm. So let's go back to the beginning with you, Jan, and set up the story of your life. I feel like there's an old show around, hasn't been around for a long time, somebody ought to revive it. This is your life, Jana Linderman. How's that for
sounds kind of, that sounds a little bit frightening.
Real no.
Or intimidating, I'm not sure.
No, it's great. So tell us about your farm first.
Sure. So right now I'm involved in my parents' farming operation, so they're still the primary operators. We're going through the process of figuring out a business transition plan. Mm-hmm. This is a farm that was originally my grandfather's, and my father took over for him, and now I'm taking over for my parents. So we have about 1,500 acres. A lot of that, or I would say about two-thirds of that, is rented from extended family members. Mm-hmm. This used to be maybe three family farms originally, my grandfather and two of his brothers, and now my father is the only person in his generation left. He's really farming actively in the community where we are. And I'm really the only one in my generation who's able to take over for him.
Why is that, Jana? Let's talk about that for a minute. You have brothers and sisters who are just not interested in being on the farm? Because this is the story that a lot of farms, the legacy farms that are multi-generational, where the people who grew up on the farm in many cases don't want to stay. That didn't used to be it was the assumed role of the kids, as a matter of fact, to take over the farm. So you're the only one. What is your sibling situation?
Right. I have two siblings. We all moved away to go to school to start other careers. I went to law school and worked as an attorney for a number of years before I decided to come back to the farm. I think for my parents' generation, my dad really started farming right at the start of the farm crisis. He started farming in 1976, and things kind of went downhill from there for a lot of people. I feel like there's a lot of people in that generation that were reluctant to encourage their kids to come back to the farm. And I know a lot of people my age who would have liked to be involved in their family's farming operation, but it's a tough thing. It's not really economically feasible a lot of times to support more than one generation on the farm, and that's part of, I think, why we've seen a lot of consolidation. Farms that were able to grow to be several thousand acres as opposed to the 500 acres or so that maybe my grandfather's generation farmed, they're able to support multiple generations on the farm. But even in those instances, like this year with commodity prices the way they are, people who are a bit older and have a lot of equity in their farming operations, it's not as big of a deal. But for people my age or younger who are just starting out, it's tough. So it's not a risk that a lot of people want to take on, I think.
Well, is it a situation where you would, if you're coming in to take over or work with your father till he decides you don't want to work any longer, that at some point you have to buy your siblings out?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. Well, it's much more, I think, the case in our family that my parents are relying on the equity in the farming operation for their retirement. So I'm having to buy out their interest as we go along in the process. I don't know that my siblings care one way or the other, and we've taken care of a lot of that in the estate planning process, and it hasn't been as complicated as I've heard some other family stories being. But it's more the case that my parents can't just afford to leave everything to me or to my siblings in their will. They need to be able to divest some of the equity they've built up in this operation over 40 years so that they have something to live on once they decide to retire.
Yeah, that's the sad story. The reality is that those of us been around the farm, if there was a dairying operation attached to this, it would be even more lethal than what you have, because dairying today in this country has been so compromised, and that's a nice word for it, by the external influences and forces. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later down the road. So in terms of, I have a friend who came from Iowa, and she was happy to say that the number of children they had on their farm was predicated by the parents deciding how much help they needed. So if they,
sure.
And that was done on most farms. How many children they had was dependent on what they needed for help. Was that the case with your farm?
No. I don't think that was the case for my parents. My mother grew up on a dairy farm in western Minnesota, and there were 16 kids in that family.
Whoa.
That was a little bit related to them also being a German Catholic family. It wasn't that uncommon on that side of the family. But, yeah, you need that many kids for a labor-intensive operation like that, especially if you don't have enough money and equity to hire help, which my grandparents absolutely did not. So we never had animals. I think that made a big difference. We could get by with just three kids and my parents working.
Jana Linderman is here with us from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're going to talk about Bayer trying to purchase Monsanto and all of the foolishness that's coming out of the people from Bayer and Monsanto that are trying to convince regulators that this is a good idea. You probably, I think you're the equivalent of Roger Noonan, who is the president of the New England Farmers Union. I'm a member of the Farmers, National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing that you're an outshoot of that, are you not?
We, Iowa Farmers Union is a state chapter, much as the New England Farmers Union is a regional chapter of the national organization. So, yeah.
So we're on the same page. And Roger from Washington, we have lots of Rogers. Roger Johnson is the leader nationally, and they have been speaking out very solidly. We're all behind this focus on Monsanto and Bayer and what needs to be done to make sure, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to be successful, but we can try, hold our heads high when it comes to trying to keep this thing from happening. And what it does to farms like Jana, we'll talk about what influence these people have on her farm as we continue here. The American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't
miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're telling her story. By the way, do you have, if you go into this and your family decides your father wants to retire, who's going to help you?
Who's going to help me? Well, we haven't completely figured that out yet. I have my own family. I'm thinking from an economic standpoint, my husband needs to keep his, you know, professional paying job. To mitigate some of the risks that were taken by me farming.
Isn't that awful?
Using my law degree.
I mean, think about this, Jana, though. What does this say about the government? What does it say about business and the reality? Here, this is the way we provide ourselves with food. This is the way we provide ourselves with sustenance. And people are giving, I mean, I can't tell you over the years how much money I have lost on my farm, but I will tell you it's in the millions. And what is there that makes me so crazy that I will put that kind of money into something that I love as much? Fortunately, I was able to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And I can't do it anymore because of what I did when I was, you know, when things went into the tank after 2008 to keep the farm going. And that's what's almost expected. People take a vow of poverty. And why should we take a vow of poverty under the circumstances? I mean, what? And the government does nothing but mess things up. And, you know, you got the big dairy conglomerates. I mean, I speak from the dairy side. It isn't quite the same, I don't think, of the produce side of stuff. But I mean, what kind of a country says it values its farmers and then does this sort of thing to the farming industry? Can you imagine?
Absolutely. You know, I remember a lot of years growing up, and for as hard as my parents worked, and one or both of them always had an off-farm job, even if it was just a part-time job.
Yeah.
There were years where the only way we could put food on our table as people who grow food for the rest of the country was with government subsidy. You know, every single piece of our net income was coming from some kind of government payment. And when you're growing food, which is a basic necessity for the country, to not be able to make a living off of that is just, it's insane the way we've structured our farm and food policy. But it's been many years since a farmer could just go out, do a good job, work hard, grow a crop that people would buy, and be able to support a family off of that. I mean, we haven't had parity for I don't know how many years, and we're not anywhere close to that right now. It's a given that you need an off-farm job, either you or a spouse or somebody is doing something else to support the farm.
To pay for your paid penance for it. And then you got guys like Obama comes into office and says, first thing, we got too many farms. You got to get rid of 50,000 of them and plant trees there. You know, that kind of mental hogwash that flows around. The same kind of thinking that thinks Monsanto ought to buy Bayer. That's our focus up next here on the American Family Farmer. It's 21 after the hour. Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now 23 after the hour, as we pursue what's going on in the American Family Farms, the American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is designed, this program, to bring information and inspiration. I don't know that we would, there's not much politics involved in this, although there is, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as there's politics involved in everything, and I don't mean left or right here, but many of the decisions that Jen and I are talking about that have affected how our farms operate have been bad political in our estimation. I think she and I would agree. That's one of the reasons we belong to the National Farmers Union. She's the president of the Iowa branch of the National Farmers Union that is very outspoken when it comes to this merger between Monsanto and Bayer. For those of you who don't know the story, I can't imagine that there's anybody who doesn't, but let me just bring you a little information. The two executive vice presidents of respectively Monsanto and Bayer were in front of a panel of senators this week. And here is, I believe, Rob Fraley, who is from Monsanto, telling the senators how great this is going to be.
This type of change enables more innovation, delivers better products to the farm even faster. Farmers are best served when companies invest more in new technologies and accelerate the pace of their R&D, which in turn spurs more robust competition.
Okay. On the surface, you wouldn't argue with that, would you, Jana? Of listening to that superficially, more, better, best, all of that. So it sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds very benign. I think the problem is Monsanto is not really interested in what makes the most sense for my bottom line and my farming operation. They're interested in what they can convince me to buy,
right,
whatever that means. And for example, what we've seen with a lot of these seed companies, they do spend a lot of time, a lot of money on research and development for new transgenic seed varieties, solving the problems on the farm as they see it. But then they need to recoup their costs and make a healthy profit off of that. So they want you to buy this fancy new seed variety they've developed, as opposed to other seed varieties that you might want for your farm. And they jack up the cost on a lot of seed varieties that are maybe non-transgenic. And you might have a variety of reasons for wanting access to those for your farm. We grow, for example, non-GMO certified soybeans, because we're able to market those at a nice premium to Japanese processors. And that's what the end consumer wants from us. So we want to be able to grow that. But oftentimes those seed varieties are more expensive because the seed companies that have put all of this R&D effort into the transgenic varieties want me to buy those as opposed to something else. And it doesn't matter what makes sense for my farm business and the consumer that I'm selling to. They don't really care about that because I'm their consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care about the end consumer. They care about what they can get farmers to buy under whatever circumstances.
Well, they want to control the means by which you are able to acquire what you do. And I do the same thing with cow corn on my farm. I go to an open pollinated guy in Pennsylvania, actually three of them that I use, one in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, and one in Illinois. They grow their own seed, and I just take the seed from them, and that's what I plant. The problem is you can't find much anymore, and you got to really look hard to find something that Monsanto or that ilk isn't involved in when it comes to the seeds we plant, right?
Right. And what we've seen, not just with this wave of consolidation, but over the last 10 to 15 years, these big six companies have bought up hundreds mm-hmm. of smaller seed companies.
Yeah.
So we're talking about going from six to four, but we've lost that much variety, that much competition in the seed market just in the past 10 years.
I can remember over this period of time having each year maybe four or five different varieties from four or five different companies that I trusted, local or regional companies that don't exist. As you've said, they've been all bought up by Monsanto or Dow or DuPont or Bayer. And so now that's who you're dealing with, and I don't want to deal with them. And neither do you. Hold on a second. We'll continue this conversation. 28 past the hour in American Family Farm.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Weekly look at the trends in family farming and healthy attitudes toward food. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, a farmer and from a farm family herself. We're focused on the Monsanto takeover by Bayer, which is a European company that does pretty much the same thing Monsanto. They're a little more into the drug world. It sort of reminded Dow Chemical, DuPont Chemical, they're all chemical companies, and that sort of takes you back. You wonder, okay, Bayer, it's the aspirin company. When you think of Bayer, most people think of aspirin. Those of us who've been on the farm know that Bayer has been involved in farm life for a long time. This program, the idea for doing this program came out of my own dissatisfaction, being a family dairyman and a broadcaster. I thought I'd put the two together and come up with ways to solve problems that many of us have. And so most of the time, our focus is on what's going on in an individual way and that particular problem, how it's been solved by the people who are handling it. Jana Linderman, in part, tells us the story of her own farm and what they're doing to solve the problem of taking over from her parents. But more to the course here, the Monsanto takeover, Bayer is trying to tell everybody this is going to be great for the world. It's going to be good for the stockholders because they're getting $66 billion of them. Isn't it some outrageous number like that, Jana?
Yeah. I mean, they're not. They're obviously motivated by profit. They're for-profit companies. They're operating in the best interest of their shareholders. I think a lot of the time when we hear Happy talk about how good this is going to be for farmers and how we're going to be spending all of this good money on R&D, only if it makes some money. And I wouldn't expect anything else. If we're letting profit companies write our farm policy for us, that's what's going to happen, right? That's what they're supposed to be motivated by. Yep. So we shouldn't be surprised when
It's the same kind of thing as you hear, though, most notably when the airlines have merged, when American was taken over by U.S. Air, and the guy who runs U.S. Air said, this is going to be great for the consumer. The fares are going to go down. We'll have more flights. You'll be in heaven. And, of course, we know the reality is that since the merger, the average price of a ticket on American has gone up 14%. Same thing can be said for United taking over Continental and for Delta taking over Northwest. It's the same story over and over again, and you can go across the line. So these people either are bought off, because we all know that congressmen and senators, when they get campaign contributions from these companies, are influenced by them, not only when they're in office, but remember that congressmen and senators, when they leave office, they get to keep all the money that they have raised in their campaign efforts for themselves. So people wonder, well, how after they only made $180,000 a year doing this, how did they become so wealthy? You look at their campaign coffers and you can figure it out pretty quickly. And that's what happens here. These guys from Monsanto will contribute heavily to the reelection campaign of the senators and congressmen that sit on the committees that make the first recommendation to the overall body, right?
Right. I thought one of the comments of the Senate hearing yesterday morning with the Judiciary Committee, I think this was maybe the representative from Bayer talking about, because obviously they're a German company. A lot of European companies countries are not as friendly to GMO technology as we are here in the U.S. So how do they do business in that market? And he said, well, we just sell whatever, our consumers want. We just market to whatever the local market asks for from us. But they do spend an awful lot of time and money, because I've seen it happen, lobbying our Congress, as you say, on these policies and trying to create markets for the products that they want to put on the market. And it doesn't necessarily have any connection to what farmers are asking for or what food consumers in this country say they want. I think it's where the companies, they can make the most profit, and they try to make sure that policy is crafted to support that.
Well, that's their job, and I don't find fault with them doing what they're paid to do, but don't lie to me. Don't tell me this is going to be good for me. Don't try to charade us with this phony claim this is going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for nobody but them. And you look around the world and you do see, as one of the interesting points, that Europe is much less friendly to the GMOs, and we're trying to figure it out here. And meanwhile, Monsanto, you couldn't do this in Europe. Monsanto spent $14 million last year or the year before, I'm trying to remember, when the label thing came up on the ballot here in California. And in essence, they spent enough money to try to confuse the issue. Their main pitch was that farmers didn't want to spend the money to have to label their products, which is a complete and utter lie. And nobody really, they won. They were able to convince people through their screwy sales pitches that farmers weren't better served by having the food that they're producing labeled so you know what the heck you're buying. And this is the sort of thinking that we get from these people. Well, it's bad for the farmer. How the hell is it bad for the farmer?
Right. It's good for me to have the ability to differentiate my product in the marketplace. And by the way, it's also good for me when consumers trust me.
Right.
Sometimes I worry about other farm organizations, commodity groups, allowing these companies to effectively be our spokespeople or to convince us, I think more importantly, to speak out on their behalf in defense of their technology that they're making profits from. I could grow corn of, any number of varieties. It doesn't have to come from a particular company. It doesn't have to have a specific genetic trait. That's not where I make my money. I make my money growing what my consumer wants to buy from me.
Yep.
And so we really don't have the same financial interest. And in speaking up for these companies, I feel like we erode a lot of the trust that farmers have built up with consumers, with the general public over the years. I mean, people like farmers, right? Family farmers, that's great.
Right.
And when we allow ourselves to be spokespeople for this, putting our good names on a product that's really Monsanto's product that's making money for them, or Bayer's product, or whatever it is, I think that erodes some of the value of the hard work and the quality that consumers believe American farmers put into the products that are on the market.
Well, here's a perfect example of how people are wising up. You can count on the government to not do anything that's in your best interest most of the time until it's too late. I find it interesting this week that the FDA investigated Roundup and found that there are a lot of residue from Roundup in honey, for example. Both the USDA and the FDA this week inspecting food samples, and the I never pronounced this correctly, it's glyphosate, I think. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Right. Yeah. Glyphosate.
So that's what Roundup is basically made from. And this has been found in pregnant women, breakfast food, snacks, urine, blood, breast milk, tampons, beer, vaccines, and in stillborn piglets. So you can't tell me, nor anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain, that what these people are doing, this is a carcinogen, for God's sakes. And we're allowing these people to sell this stuff and get away with it. And that's what people like the National Farmers Union, you were talking about you don't want to mention their name, American Farm Bureau Federation. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau. They don't speak for me anymore. All they do is speak for the huge agribusinesses. They were bought and paid for, and I have no use for them because they don't tell the truth. They're not affecting me and what I do. They're affecting the big farmers, and they go around glad-handing people like they represent the American farmer. They don't represent the American farmer at all. They represent big ag. And so where you didn't want to say that, I'm happy to say it. But under the circumstances, when we get to these people finding this stuff in honey samples, for example, half the bee population is gone because of Monsanto's Roundup, and yet nobody really wants to hit them straight between the eyes with this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things you worry about when you have such a small number of companies controlling everything. Monsanto developed their Roundup Ready seed varieties, and those genetic traits got cross-licensed with other companies, and so you can buy that seed anywhere, and it's ubiquitous, and everybody in Iowa grows Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans. And so, you know, we've obviously seen negative impacts with pollinators and people. We have a large commercial honey industry in Iowa that's been negatively impacted by it. But we've also found you can't grow anything else, because if your neighbor is growing Roundup Ready corn and soybeans, you have to deal with spray drift, and you have to deal with cross-pollination if you're trying to make money as an organic farmer. And that's because these companies that can essentially operate like a cartel, so once one of them develops something that is of value, it gets spread all across the market. And it's really hard to maintain diversity and resilience in your farming operation and change what you're doing from year to year.
And Monsanto was happy to sue the family farmer and put them out of business. If, in fact, they may have some seed that they used and they keep it and use it over again, or the fact that you just brought up, the cross-pollinization, you've got a field on one side of the road that's open pollinated seed, and then the other side they've got some Monsanto Roundup Ready seed. You can't possibly keep them separate because the wind's going to blow the essence of the stuff on the silk is across the road. And so there you have it. It's insidious. You cannot get away from it. And that's what Jan is pointing out. We'll continue our conversation in a few more minutes. Jana Linderman here with us talking about why Bayer ought not to purchase Monsanto. 45 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's Harry's.com, code 0808.
You're listening to the American Family Farm. You can hear it every week online. Blog Talk Radio is a good place to go. Tune In Radio is a good place to go for it. RadioAmerica.org, DougStefan.com, a number of places. Google American Family Farmer, and you'll find what there is in terms of broadcast acceptance. And if you want to send me ideas for programs and people to speak to, send a Doug at DougStefan.com email along, Doug at DougStefan.com. We're talking with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. I just looking at an article in one of the newspapers that I read. I read the Lancaster Farming newspaper, which a lot of people in the Northeast read. Headline, pesticide sometimes harms bees, says EPA. Duh. There'll probably about 40 guys on this will study it and find out what any of us who have any common sense know. And so you see these sorts of things all across the board, and it's really pretty amazing how all of this stuff, the reality of all this stuff, and the ag departments in our states are working against us as well as the feds. It's just amazing that any of us survive. We're here to do more than just survive on the American Family Farmer, 10 before the hour.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with an update on National Farm Safety and Health Week, which has taken place. National Farmers Union, to which I belong, the NFU, joined in an effort to promote safe practices on the farm, around the farm, during National Farm Safety and Health Week this past week. The president and the administration designated Farm Safety Week to sort of show support from the government for programs and practices that promote health and safety on the farms. And one would wonder, when you look at OSHA and some of the EPA people who are, I think it's a great thing if they're sincere. I question their sincerity. This is sort of something that got done in rote or by rote, if you will. And the folks at the National Farmers Union, for example, Roger Johnson, who's the president, they had to play politics, and they do. He said, we're glad to see the White House designate a week to build awareness on farm safety programs and promoting safe practices. Of course, all of us who are farmers want that. It isn't just the government. Why do we need the government to do that? Why do we need the government to stick its nose into our business? Don't we train the children or train the people that are coming along after us to handle themselves intelligently, or doesn't it just take common sense to be safe around the farm? And what is the, when I look at the stats here, 500 farm work-related deaths occur every year. What has happened? What has the government done to make these numbers go down? They haven't. I mean, you got the roll bar and you got all kinds of other things, inspections, and I see the numbers pretty constant over the years. Not that we shouldn't be doing something about it or we ought to be aware of it, but I guess I just wonder about the government being involved. Food for thought. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Jenna Linderman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union. We're talking about the proposal from Bayer to buy Monsanto, and we were just kibitzing a little bit about how the bees have been affected. The government's sort of into this already. But one of the things that I also find, Jenna, that's very self-serving for these people, the discussion that we often are exposed to about how foodborne illness is a problem, and the focus is on the farmer. The number of people, I was a dairy farmer and sold raw milk for a long time at my store on the farm, and it took me a long time to get permission to sell the raw milk because if you go to all of the medical schools, they'll tell you how bad it is and you can't do it and how dare you endanger people, when in fact the endangerment comes from those who don't know how to handle the raw milk. I'm guessing you probably grew up on it. I grew up on it, and I think we're pretty good specimens. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we have that discussion in Iowa all the time. It is completely illegal to sell raw milk here, even if you have a dairy. So a lot of families with dairy farms, the family just drinks out of the bulk tank. That's where you get your milk.
Yeah.
But that's technically illegal in the state of Iowa. Even if they're your cows, it's your milk, you're not selling it to anybody, it's illegal to sell or consume raw milk. And I sort of feel like, if you're not being careful and you're not operating dairy the way that you should, it doesn't matter if you're pasteurizing the milk. Because there have been outbreaks of foodborne illness from milk that come from dairies that use pasteurization because they weren't doing the right thing, because they weren't cleaning things properly. So if you're doing that, whether it's a raw milk dairy or a dairy that uses pasteurization, you need to do things the right way. And if you don't, people will get sick. I mean, that's really the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And I think the larger scale you get with operations, the more likely there's going to be some kind of a slip-up like that is the other thing. We're not giving small family farms credit for actually being the safest way to produce our food because these are families. They pay attention to every detail. They know what they're doing.
Well, because the kids that are going to the public health universities to learn what the theory is and what the profs are told to teach or what they've learned themselves or what they think they've learned is asinine. There's no common sense in it whatsoever, but yet they get away with it. I remember a kid who just out of school came to my farm to inspect, and he looks on page 43 of the rule book, and he says, well, here it says you're supposed to have this, 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 and this, and I don't see that you have this, 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 and this. And I pointed out to him, well, instead of having this, 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 and this, I have that, 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 and that, and they do the same thing. Yeah, but it says in the book on page 48 that this, 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 and this is what you're supposed to do, and I don't understand how that, 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 and that gets us to this, 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 and this. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the mindless boob focus that you got to have on these people and what it is that they bring to the table, which is nothing except harassment and a faster way of putting us out of business. I don't know whether you are talking up in Iowa how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is, but I'm betting if you have the same attitude that I do toward these sorts of problems, that you're not a fan of the Trans-Pacific Partnership either. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, other farm groups, again, and commodity groups who've been sold on the idea that this is going to be good for agriculture because we have a positive balance of trade with eggs, which, you know, we do, but we haven't actually increased our exports of corn and soybeans over the last 30 years, which is kind of a big deal for Iowa. So it's not clear to me what benefit we're getting from it, even in that respect.
Well,
we've seen really negative impacts, like our ability to set domestic production standards. If you are organic or organic certified, what does that mean when we're importing now from a lot of our trading partners? And they're putting that label on their
But they don't have safe practices practices that prevent their beef from being contaminated. They're not even inspected there. They come up here and they come in. And it almost makes you wonder, are these people trying to destroy our lives? Are they trying to destroy the country? Are they trying to destroy farming? That's a conclusion I come up with anyway.
Well, what you mentioned about food safety, country of origin labeling is another great example. So we belong to the WTO, and apparently that means we cannot put the country of origin on the food that we're selling so people know this is beef that comes from an American farm that was, you know, born, raised, and slaughtered in this country.
Yeah.
And our Congress, participated in that because they were just eager and willing to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling for beef and pork and not replace it with anything, by the way. I mean, you could make an argument that they had to do that under trade rules, but they also could have put in place voluntary standards, and they chose not to do that. So
pretty amazing stuff. Jana, best of luck to you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here. Jana Linderman from Iowa on the American Family Farmer.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.